Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm so excited for the conversation today. Today, we are going to be diving into the topic of Jesus. And this is inspired by a question, or I should say, a few questions that were submitted by Melissa. And, you know, really diving into the topic of Jesus Christ and just a whole bunch of things, which I will share the questions in a second. And what I first of all want to start off by saying is that for those of you who may be recently started following me, I actually have a YouTube video that I filmed several years ago now, but that I filmed that describes my connection or my belief, my relationship with Jesus, that I will link for you in the show notes, or for those of you watching on YouTube, it's linked here. And I want to just first of all share, you know, I've had many experiences with Jesus, or as I've recently started to feel even more connected to, is the name Yeshua. So Jesus or Yeshua, I kind of use them interchangeably. And so, you know, that's one of the most common questions that I've received throughout my journey as a spiritual teacher, as someone who shares about the angels online. Many people have asked me over the years saying, I really love your angel content, but do you believe in Jesus? And so that's where that video came from, you know, kind of in response to that, and to share my views, my beliefs, and my personal experiences with Jesus, and how I perceive it all working together with connecting with the angels, with Jesus, with the divine, everything, how it comes together. So if you have not listened to that, maybe it's been a while since you first heard that conversation from that video, then go check it out. And we're going to dive into these questions now from Melissa. So she says, who was Jesus Christ? What messages did he want to share with the world? How can we each live a spiritual life in this hectic world with his guidance and support? How can we connect with him through our spiritual or meditative practices? What does he wish to share with us now? I love these questions so much. And I also just have to say, I feel like these are such beautiful outline questions for a book, because to be honest, I feel like so much of what Jesus or Yeshua comes to share with us and his message for us and just, you know, his overall life and, you know, each of our individual journeys in relationship with him is so vast and so unique, and there's so much there that I wish I could share all of it in a podcast episode. But we're going to start somewhere. And I would love to also, as I go through these questions, for you who's listening in, to just reflect on what you feel coming up for you regarding these questions. And I would love to open this up to more of a discussion. So if you have anything additional that you want to ask or share, please feel free to comment that below this episode, or you can submit a question at christinaarroche.com/ask-Christina. The link for that is below this episode as well. And, you know, we can just elaborate on this. Or if you're in my free community, the Divine Pathfinders, then come on inside of that space and join me in continuing the conversation around Jesus or Yeshua there. However, we got to start somewhere. And let's start with talking about who is Jesus Christ. And to me, at the core of it, I believe and I feel his energy as a spiritual teacher and as a healer, as someone who is here to bring, not just bring guidance, but it's really more specifically feels like showing us how to embody the light of who we are. I feel like he was the ultimate teacher because he truly, truly embodied what it means to be the highest version of ourselves, to live in our potential. And I feel like that was the example of his life. And so that's the core for me. That's who Jesus is for me. I know that there's many different religious texts and different references that call him different things, you know, the Son of God, the Messiah, the prophet, like all these things. And, you know, I feel like we each get to explore and develop our own unique relationship. I don't believe that there's one answer. And that's the beauty of spiritual exploration, is that there is not one answer. And we each just have to explore and discover and allow what truly resonates with our truth to be that, whatever that is for you, and to continue on your path knowing that that's your truth. So some of the things that I share here may or may not resonate with you, and that's okay. I'm simply sharing my perspective, my experiences with Jesus. And, you know, he's been around for me on my spiritual path, supporting my growth, my experiences from the very beginning, since I would say 2016, when I first uncovered and discovered my connection and ability to channel the angels, and that this was my path and who I was meant to be. I've shared the story before if you've heard it, and if not, I'll share it here briefly. When I received the divine message from the angels, which was specifically Archangel Raphael and Archangel Jophiel, they came through in a meditative journey. It was the end of 2016, and they said to me, "You are here to be a channel for the angels. You are here to teach about them, to support other people in living in their truth, in their highest potential, through the development of this connection to the divine and using the angels as that support, as that guidance." And coming out of that, I felt really excited and thrilled, because I'd been dreaming of stepping into more of a spiritual teacher role, and I felt like that was the clarity that I was looking for. And also at the same time, I felt incredibly afraid and anxious, and just so much of this energy of like, who am I to be doing that? I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough for this. I barely even know what I'm doing. Like, I can't be a spiritual teacher now. What are you guys talking about? And just feeling so much of this heavy energy. And it was maybe a couple days after that experience, I was in meditation and Jesus came forward. And that was the first time that Jesus really stepped forward for me since I had started my spiritual journey. So I grew up, you know, going to Catholic school and just learning from that Catholic perspective. And so obviously, you know, we read the Bible in school and Jesus was spoken about, but I never really felt anything too much connected in that way. It was just kind of like, okay, whatever, we're learning about Jesus. That's cool. And so then fast forward to this time and he came through and I was like, whoa, what are you doing? I'm like, what? Jesus? You are real? You know, that was my experience. And I'll never forget how it felt like he was sitting next to me, and it felt like he was simply there as that, such a comfort and support, and this energy in his message of, you were meant for this and you've got this. You have the strength, you have the power, you have the knowledge, the potential is all there, and I'm here with you. And it was like just this encouragement of, you've got this. I'm here with you. I'm here to support you. I'm here to lead you. I'm here to guide you. And it was just such a beautiful experience that I never felt so much love before, really. I mean, you know, in a little bit with Archangel Raphael and the other angels that I've connected to, but it was just so surprising because it was just like, angels, yes, of course, but Jesus, whoa, really? It was so mind-blowing to me. And so to me, he really represents the light of the divine and what it means to embody that and what it means to walk in your truth and to walk in your path. And I feel like when it comes to understanding what messages is he wanting to share, or did he share and continuing to share through this spiritual connection, it's really about living in the connection to our true selves and living in the connection of our spirit, living in the connection to the divine, and to remember our own truth and light. At the end of the day, I feel like that's what he is here to continue to inspire us, to pursue that path and to remember our own light. And anytime I feel him coming forward, he brings nothing but unconditional love. And it feels like a mirror of reflecting back to us the light of who we are. And I find that he comes, especially in the times when it's hard for us to see our own light, or it's hard for us to remember our own truth. He comes forward and he brings that mirror, like I said. And that's what I feel he represents, not just for me, but for us as a collective. And that he's simply there as that guide, as that anchor that helps us to remember. He's not here to tell us what to do. He's here to show you who you already are. And as we remember who we are, he also then brings through the strength and the power and the courage to show up in who we are, to show up in our truth, to show up in our strengths, to show up in our courage. And so he's there as that support. He's there as that reminder that we all hold that divine truth, that divine light, and that it exists within us and that we were meant to live in it. So I feel like he is just such an inspirational figure, we'll call him, and really inspires us, meant to inspire us to pursue that path that we feel within our heart. And so when it comes to the question of how can we live a spiritual life in a hectic world, how do we, you know, kind of have one foot here, one foot there? How do we call on his guidance and support? The thing that I feel him bringing through is he's saying it is through the hecticness of the world, it's through the chaos, through the craziness, that you are in a state of remembrance of who you truly are. Because it's when we face adversity, it's when we face fears, it's when we face challenges and all these different situations that it forces us to grow. And to grow, where do we grow? We grow into more of our true selves. We grow into more of our courage, grow into more of our trust, grow into more of our faith. If you think about any time when you felt expansion, it most likely came after a period of contraction. And I associate contraction with challenge, fear, adversity, anxiety, all of those things. From that place of contraction, you then expand. And so his message to us in how he is guiding us to live a spiritual life is that it's remembering that, yes, of course, coming into alignment with our spiritual truth is going to bring more peace, more love, more joy, more presence, more freedom. And in the times of our humanness, when it doesn't feel like any of those things are there, or we question ourselves, like, what did I do? Why is this happening? I thought I worked through this already. He's saying, this is an opportunity for you to expand more in what you already know to be true. Those are opportunities for expansion through those contractions. And so when it comes to working with him and receiving guidance and support, he's showing it to me, and the way that I've experienced it is it's really something that is moment by moment. There's no specific ritual or prayer or thing that we have to do. He's saying, I'm already there. Anytime you think, even just think my name or say my name, Jesus or Yeshua, whatever resonates with you. Anytime you simply have that thought, he's there. And so very similarly, working with him and calling on his guidance and support, I definitely find very comparable to calling on the archangels. And so even though, you know, the way that they work or even their frequency and their energy feels a little bit different, it's still similar. And the biggest thing that I find with calling upon Yeshua is that he is there as a reminder. And like I already said, a mirror. He's there to remember, to help you to remember who you are. So it's especially in the moments when you feel like you have no faith, no hope, no insight, no clarity. And you're like, what is happening? What are we doing here? That is the time to know that Jesus is there as the mirror to remind you of who you are. And it is I find, when we can lean into that spiritual energy, that our faith can continue to be restored and our faith can continue to grow. And so the way that you might call on any of the archangels, you can also call on Jesus to support you in that way. And so it's remembering that just because there is a challenge that you might be going through, or a certain period of contraction where it feels like everything's just, there's no space for anything, he is reminding you that it's in those moments when a deeper connection to your truth comes alive and gets to be reborn and gets to grow and gets to expand through you. And he's there to support you through that. Now, when it comes to the question around connecting with him through your spiritual or meditative practices, I feel like I kind of already answered that. But just to reiterate, there really is no specific way. It's whatever way feels best for you. So if you connect best in meditation, then call on him in your meditation. If you feel best connected to him through journaling or channel writing, then do that by all means. The other way that I see him coming forward, and I see a lot of people, you know, being able to work with him and connecting with him, is simply as you go about your day. Let's say you're driving your car and you're just on the road, and it's talking to him and connecting with him while you're doing whatever in your everyday life. Maybe you're washing the dishes, and that's a moment to connect with Jesus and to know that he's there and to feel his love and to feel his presence and to ask him to just be with you, or ask him to remind you of who you are. Ask him to shine that mirror so that you can remember your light. So it's kind of like a thing of on the go. When I'm on the go, I can just tune in and call on him, ask, you know, for support, or say a prayer and know that he's there. Or you could have a more formal way of connecting with him, where it's either through meditation or through journaling. And all of those are great. You can even do a combination of those things. It's really up to you, and also your intuition that's going to lead you. One day you might feel drawn to meditating, and the next day you might feel like you just want to talk to him while you're driving your car. So that's the kind of, you know, basics in this practice, is that when it comes to our spiritual connection, it really is following your intuition and following your inner guidance that's going to lead you and show you the way. There's no right or wrong way with this. It's simply what resonates most with you in any given moment. And so finally, his message for us. So the question was, what does he wish to share with us now? And so his message is really about restoring the love within our hearts. And he's talking about it in the sense of, and even as I'm sharing this right now, I can feel him coming forward. And I feel like he's placing his hand on each of your hearts, everyone who's listening in. And he's saying, you know, which parts of yourself have you cast out from experiencing your own love, because of shame, because of guilt, because of fear, because of just simply a feeling of not being good enough? And he's saying that bring those parts back. I'm here to support you to bring those parts back. Bring those parts back to you now and envelop them in your love. Those are the parts of you that need your love the most and that are worthy of your love, just like every other part of you. You are whole now in this love, in this truth. And as you share this connection within yourself, your light will begin to shine brighter, more expansive, more true to who you are. And so that's his message for us. It's looking and reflecting on where have we cast out a part of ourselves because of that shame. And now we get to return it back to love. And coming back, it's restoring, it's a restoration of ourselves, it's a restoration of our truth, it's a restoration of peace within ourselves in order to expand forward into where we desire to go. We must go through this process, bring all parts of us into the next step. So that is his message for us today, and I just love it so much. I hope you receive that now in your heart, and go do that work and call on Jesus to support you as you go do that. So thank you so much, Melissa, for sharing this and asking these questions. I wish I could go into even more depth with each one. Like I said, it's a total book outline here. but I hope this at least gives you all a little bit of a, you know, clearer perspective or deeper awareness or simply a reminder that you needed to hear today to support you on your path. So that is it for the episode today. Like I said, you can go check out my other YouTube video where I shared more about my perspective and connection belief around Jesus. You can submit your question on the website if you want to follow up on this or you want to just ask any question. And then join my Divine Pathfinders community where we're going to go into more of a discussion around this. I cannot wait. All of the links are below in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear from you. As always, I am sending you so much love and angel blessings, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to learn more about the Divine Connection Podcast, you can go to christinaaroche.com/podcast and learn about how you can be featured on the show.